Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello and welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. This is the second part of a conversation that I had recently with my friend Molly. In part one, you heard me interviewing her, finding out about her background and about what she's doing with her life and that kind of thing. She also asked me various questions as a journalist. And then in part two, which you're listening to right now, you're going to hear Molly and I quizzing each other on our general knowledge of each other's countries. So Molly asked me questions about the USA just to see how much I knew about the USA, and I asked Molly questions about the UK. Now, what you can do while you're listening to this is just try and work out the answers yourselves. So, for example, when Molly asks me questions about the USA, I wonder if you know the answers to those questions. I mean, how much do we really know about the USA? We probably think we know quite a lot because we are exposed to American culture in films and television. But how much do we really know about that country? And the same goes for the UK. As you listen to my questions, I wonder if you can attempt to answer them. So you can kind of play along, you can play the quiz along with us as you listen. Or if you fancy, if you prefer it, you can just kick back, take off your shoes, put your feet up, and just enjoy another episode of Luke's English Podcast without having to do anything else other than listen to the words. Okay, right, so I think we should get started. So now you're going to hear the rest of my conversation with my friend Molly, and it's going to start right now.
Name the four presidents that were assassinated.
Okay, so we started the American quiz.
This is the American quiz. Okay. This is general knowledge of America. It's a little history. It's a little geography.
Okay. Right, so not only am I going to be answering these questions, folks, but you at home, ladies and gentlemen, you can also think, how much do you know about America? Now, you might think, I know everything about America. I know that they love guns. I know that they love using guns. And I know that they like burgers. You know, now you might not know everything, actually.
That there's a lot more to America than guns and burgers.
There are, believe it or not, there is more to America than just guns and burgers. In fact, meeting more Americans all the time, I am discovering that the country is very diverse.
America is really four countries in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the loudest voice is the one that's listened to. So the people that are the dumbest. Mm-hmm. You get that rap of America, but that's not the case at all.
Okay.
It's very diverse.
And also from the movies and TV shows, sometimes we just get one side, which is the kind of action movie version of America.
Yeah, keep that version. That's kind of a cool look for America.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I imagine whenever I go to America, I always think, when am I going to jump out of the way of an explosion?
Yeah.
I'm always looking forward to that opportunity of like slow motion.
Stick around long enough. It'll happen.
Okay. All right, so let's begin with the American questions, and listeners, you can think of the answers to these two. Let's see how bad I am at this.
Okay. So four U.S. presidents.
Four
U.S. presidents out of 44 have been assassinated. Who were they?
All right, JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Very good.
In Dallas. Back of the head, blown off.
Yeah.
We had Abraham Lincoln as well, shot in the back of the head in a theater.
Yep.
And there are two others who've been assassinated. Ronald Reagan was shot, but he wasn't killed.
Not killed.
They didn't put him down.
Doesn't count.
A lot of people wanted to kill Richard Nixon, but they didn't. Someone threw some shoes at George Bush, but they didn't hit. So it's not him.
We got bad aim in America. That's another stereotype. Bad aim.
I don't think that was an American who threw that shoe. Anyway, I don't know the other two people who got assassinated. Who are they?
One was during the World's Fair in Philadelphia, where the big World's Fair unveiling was electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And that was William McKinley.
Why was he shot? Was he shot?
Yes, he was. It took him like a couple of days to die, though. He was shot by someone who, I don't really know the story, but.
Really? Okay. But he was shot.
He was definitely shot.
All right.
And then the other one was Garfield.
What, the cat?
Yes, we elected a cat as president, and then decided it was a bad idea, so we shot him.
Who shot him? The little dog, Odie?
Odie.
All right. So not the cat Garfield, but there was a president called Garfield too. I didn't know that.
Yes.
And he was killed.
He's no longer with us.
Okay. All right. Wow. I didn't realize that there were two others.
It's the most dangerous job in the United States. From like number of people that have had it to number of people that have been killed on the job.
Even more dangerous than ice truckers or whatever?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Well, because there have only been 44, so.
Oh, I see. The percentage of the people who were killed for doing the job. Mm-hmm. Surely a mafia guy is more dangerous. That's not a job, though, is it?
It's under the table job.
Yeah, it is.
You don't declare yourself.
Okay, so I failed that question.
That's okay. You got 50%. All right. What was the first state?
Is it Texas? No. Because Texas always says, you know, they always consider themselves to be the first state, the Lone Star State.
Yes, the Pilgrims landed.
Okay, all right. It's not
Texas Rock.
Oh, of course. But I thought that maybe, you know, what had happened is that the country wasn't separated into states until later on. And that I know the Pilgrims landed in Pennsylvania, right? No, Massachusetts. Oh my God. It's Massachusetts.
No, it's not.
New England.
No.
Washington.
No.
I don't know. Which one is it?
Delaware.
Delaware.
I actually didn't know that either until recently, so.
Delaware. That's okay. What? Delaware? Delaware who?
Don't go to Delaware if you go to the United States.
Okay.
Be well aware of Delaware.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Who is the vice president currently?
Joe Biden.
Ding, ding, ding.
Gray-haired old Joe Biden.
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe.
How many states have vineyards?
How many states have vineyards? Places for growing wine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, California definitely does.
Yes.
There must be others. There must be wine growing potential in the USA. Not just California, but I only know of California. Growing wine.
This is a trick question.
It's California. It's just California.
Every state has a vineyard.
Every state.
All
really?
50 states have vineyards.
Wow. Are we learning about America here, folks? I am. Go on. More questions.
All right. Next question. I want you to try and freestyle not knowing the Pledge of Allegiance.
I've got to freestyle the Pledge of Allegiance without knowing it.
You're in an elementary school and you got to stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance and you've never heard the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm assuming.
Okay.
So you just got to make it up.
When do kids say the Pledge of Allegiance?
In the morning.
Every day in the morning?
Every day.
At school, there's a flag in the classroom and they all stand up and they say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Right hand over heart.
Okay, I'm going to do it now. I'm imagining I'm in elementary school. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and all the people who look at it every day. And I will promise to think that America is awesome, and I'll never do anything or say anything that's anti-American, even though I don't really know what constitutes being American or not. But generally, America's brilliant, and we're all free and brave. And can I watch MacGyver now? That's it. Thank you. Thank you, God, for creating America and for blessing all the children who were born here or brought here, it's a nice flag. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's the unabridged version.
Okay. Can you give me the proper version?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, they took out the MacGyver part. It was like a final edit. Sorry.
Should have kept the MacGyver bit in. Or maybe the A-Team or Knight Rider or something. Baywatch. I pledge allegiance to Pamela Anderson. No. Okay, next question.
All right, true or false? No, it's not true or false. It's a which has more.
Which has more?
What's more populous, Canada or California?
What's more populous, meaning where are there more people?
Yes.
What's more populous, Canada or California? The thing about Canada is it's a massive country, but I think that most of the people live just above the border with the US, like mm-hmm. down in the south of Canada, and the rest of it, I know people live up there, but it's far less populated than the
bit immediately above the border. So really the populous part of Canada is fairly small. Also, there's a very large area where there's no one, sort of between Winnipeg and Montreal. This is well, obviously there's people and people's lives there, but you know, California or Canada? I'm going to go for California.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Got one right.
Okay, I got a history one for you.
Okay.
What was the name of the post-World War II initiative started by Roosevelt that was created, among other things, national parks?
Oh, damn it. Now, I do know this, but I don't know it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm aware of this, and I talked about this last semester at university. This came up. It's the name of a plan.
It started the Hoover Dam. It started...
I can't remember.
It's called the New Deal.
The New Deal, of course. Not the Old Deal. Was there an Old Deal as well?
It was a bad deal.
Yeah.
Botched deal.
So they made a New Deal.
Yes.
And it was basically like a program of reforms in the US that did... It was a kind of... Was it maybe the most socialist thing that's ever happened in the US? I mean,
I'm sorry, I'm totally wrong. This was not post World War II. This was during the Depression.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The New Deal was during the Depression.
Yes, it got us out of the Depression and led into World War II.
What was it then?
It was just a bunch of, the CCA, the CCC, which I don't know what that stands for anymore, but it was an organization started by Roosevelt to give people jobs. So Roosevelt created all this need for work, like through national parks or through infrastructure.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff.
So basically the state basically just employed lots of citizens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like, it's a bit like socialism. The government just expanded.
Mm-hmm.
Many more publicly employed.
A lot people. Of highway systems were built.
Okay. And it really built lots of very important parts of American infrastructure.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The New Deal.
Normally, America is very much against that kind of thing.
Not in the midst of a depression.
Okay. That was a good move, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, next.
What does Motown mean?
Motown. I know this. Motown. It means motor town.
Good.
It's the nickname of Detroit.
Detroit.
Or Detroit, as they might call it in the France. Detroit. And Motown is also a record label owned by Berry Gordy and some other people. And it's called Motown because it was based in Detroit, which is also known as Motor City or Motown, Motortown. Motown, there you go. And it's Marvin Gaye, the Jackson 5, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, all these
Jackson
artists.
Five.
Jackson 5. I did mention them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It was second, so you weren't paying attention. they all
the
came
Jackson
out.
The Jackson 2nd.
The Jackson 1, the Jackson 2, the Jackson 3, all of the different...
You know they're going on tour?
What, the Jackson 4?
The Jackson 4 are going on tour.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know. Hologram, I guess? They just resurrected MJ. Yeah. Via hologram.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah. All right. What?
I said good luck to them. Sorry, I thought you said what. Like, never mind. That was a joke. horrendous failure. Go on.
What is a stereotype that you have about Americans that not necessarily everyone else would have, but just in your
just
experience?
Just me? Yes. My personal stereotype about Americans?
Yes.
Okay, just something that I've noticed about Americans that might not be true.
Yes.
Let's see. That American people don't need to look at the road when they're driving. They can have a full, detailed conversation with another person in the passenger seat without looking at the road.
That's incredibly interesting.
And they are able to drive through towns, cities, the countryside.
I've run over so many birds with that mentality.
Yeah, because the seat in the front of an American's car is just one seat.
A bucket seat.
It's just one seat. You know, it goes all the way across like a bench.
Mm-hmm.
And it's massive. And you can have 9 people sitting on it. It's possible to have a conversation while looking over your shoulder as well.
Shut up, kids.
Yeah. And you can shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
You can
drive-bys.
You can do all kinds of things while driving, and you don't need to look where you're going. That's purely based on what I've seen in films and TV shows, particularly if you're Bruce Willis or...
You've been watching too much Liam Neeson.
I've been watching way too much Liam Neeson and other American movies, but I love them. They're brilliant.
Yes. Okay. Second to last question.
Okay.
Name three cities in the U.S. that have hosted the Olympics.
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Number one. Correct. Tick.
Do you know what year?
Okay. Atlanta was in... It's in Georgia. I know that it's that. I know the state, but I don't know the year. Let's see. 1990... Let's see. 2000. Was it 2000? No, it was Greece. 2004.
No, it was like, I think it was 96.
96.
Okay. I'm not sure about that because that might have been Barcelona.
All right. Let's see. Let's just go back. We had London 2012. Before that, we had China, Beijing in 2008. Sydney. 2004, was that Sydney?
Sydney, yeah.
2000 was Greece. Mm-hmm. 1996 must have been Atlanta. Okay. Right, I didn't get it. I've got the city. All right, two more cities that have hosted the Olympics.
It could be winter too.
It can be winter as well. Mm. Aspen, Colorado.
Nope.
Let's see which other cities in America have hosted the Olympics. Would it be New York? No, they can't host the Olympics. Not enough sporting stuff around. Wouldn't be Washington D.C. either. Boston? Nope. No, Boston Olympics. The Houston Olympics? No. Doesn't sound right. The Los Angeles Olympics.
Yep.
Los Angeles.
92.
Really? 92?
Or maybe 92 is Barcelona.
92 is Barcelona.
The LA Olympics was when that Mary Lou Retton like broke her foot. No? Okay.
If it's football, then I'm with you.
I could be muddling all of these facts too.
Okay. So we have Atlanta, LA, and where else?
There are plenty. There's Salt Lake City. There's Lake Placid.
Yeah.
There was
Salt Lake City and Lake Placid.
Lake Placid, yeah. And
some other American cities. Yeah.
Yep. So
Wikipedia it.
Okay.
You don't need to get all your own questions right, Molly. You got three. That's enough. You passed. Job done.
That's next all quest- I asked for.
Next question.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you a region.
Region.
Yeah. And I want you to do the Pledge of Allegiance again in the accent from that region.
Oh, my. Okay. So this is
multitasking.
I'm multitasking. I've got to get the accent right, and I've got to get the Pledge of Allegiance right as well. I think that neither of them will be right, but I'll give it a go. I'll do it with enthusiasm.
Okay. First one, a deep Southern accent.
Deep Southern accent. I pledge allegiance to America. And hold on a minute. Okay, sorry, I just had to eat a burger. That's terrible.
New York.
New York. What kind of New York?
Like an angry New York cab driver.
Okay. Hey, I pledge allegiance to the flag of America, and I'm walking here. I'm driving a taxi here, okay? And fuck you. I fucking love my flag. I love my country. I love America and liberty and all that kind of thing. Get out of here. I'm American. I'm from New York. Have a nice day. Fuck you.
Excellent. And finally, California. Like surfer stoner
seriously,
California.
Seriously, dude. Like, that was so heinous. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I totally pledge allegiance to the flag, man. No, that's gone wrong. I can do a surfer voice. Oh, man. Gnarly. Oh, fuck. That's the best I can do.
Okay, excellent. Well done on the America quiz.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I think I failed it, didn't I?
Well, it's okay.
All right, British quiz.
All right.
All right. First of all, I would ask you about the British national anthem, but to be honest, most British people don't know it, you know?
They don't
know all the words to it.
I didn't know you had a national anthem.
Let's see how far you can go. This is a bonus warm-up question at the beginning.
Okay.
Just take me through the lyrics to the British national anthem. Go.
Oh, Great Britain, there is a queen. She's not dead yet, and we're gonna wear jewelry. Don't get out of line, because it'll stress all of our inhabitants out.
Good.
Then drink a lot of tea and accents from Cockney.
Well done.
British national anthem.
It's God save our, it's God save our glorious queen.
So you love God too.
God save our gracious queen. Well, we love the queen more because we're like saying, God, sorry to bother you. I know you're important and everything, but I think you can maybe take some time out to save the queen.
She's choking. Yeah. You don't know the Heimlich?
Yeah, she's stuck on a mountain. God, I don't know if you've got any helicopters available. But the queen is stuck and she needs water. Could you save her, please? Yeah.
She's tied to the train tracks, Scott.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Only one man can... Only one... God. There's only one God. And that's... Let's not go down the path of how many gods... Let's not get into a theoretical, theological, philosophical debate here. Okay. Right, okay. So I would play the national anthem, but... we're not quite so sort of patriotic about our national anthem as you are in the US.
Well, because you don't have Mariah Carey singing it.
You don't have Mariah. We don't have Mariah Carey singing it, or Beyonce, or whatever.
Yeah.
I think if you go to America and you ask sort of the average American about their national anthem, they will probably take it as a. They'll take it for granted that everyone knows it because it's sort of hammered into you a bit more.
Yeah.
But in Britain, the only time you hear it is at football matches and things like that, and. Most of the footballers don't really sing it. They just sing the first few lines, and then you can see them going, pretending to sing it. No one knows the words, unless they make a point of studying it because they're super patriotic. It's a long song. Yeah, I'll see if I can play some to you. Okay, I'm just going to get the lyrics because we know the tune. God save, da, 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 God save our gracious queen, God save the queen. Send her victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us, God save our queen. I'm sure that's not completely correct.
That's the same tune as America the Beautiful. No, it's my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. We just totally jacked that from you.
You stole it from us.
We did.
But to be honest, I think that a lot of national anthems are the same as each other. Apparently, there's another country which has the same tune as our national anthem. So I don't believe too strongly in these things.
Thy choicest gifts in store.
God save our gracious queen. Long live our noble queen. God save the queen. Unless, just in case that message wasn't clear enough.
Scatter her enemies.
Send her victorious. So make her victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us. Some dodgy rhyming going on here. Long to reign over us.
Kanye
God
did
save
not
the queen.
Write this.
You didn't.
Queen Ye did.
Our Lord God arise, scatter her enemies and make them fall. Confound their politics. Frustrate their knavish tricks.
Knavish tricks.
Knavish tricks. That would be sort of like nasty.
Good for nothings.
Yeah. Not very nice. Nasty tricks. On thee our hopes we fix. God save us all. Thy choicest gifts in store. On her be pleased to pour. So we would like God to pour his choicest gifts onto the queen. So
did the queen write this?
She may have done. It sounds a bit like the Queen's Christmas list. Long may she reign. May she defend our laws.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And ever give us cause to sing with heart and voice, God save the Queen. And it goes on in that kind of style. Okay. I think that for the last 80-something years, God has managed to save the Queen.
Yeah, she's been kicking.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah.
Charles, wonder what's going to happen there. Right, that brings me to my
couldn't
first...
Couldn't save her from that awful dress you wore to the royal wedding, though.
Now, I would like to bring us on to the first question of my British quiz. The first thing is, what is the line of succession to the throne? I'd like you to tell me,
okay,
after the
this.
Queen finally does die, who is next in line?
Next is Charles.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to...
You don't think so?
...take the crown, no.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
After Charles, it's William.
Yes.
After William, it's George.
Yes. Little George, little baby George.
Little baby George. After baby George, Harry.
Yeah.
After Harry, Beatrice.
After Harry, it's Andrew. That's Charles's next brother. Okay. His next oldest brother, Andrew.
So why isn't he the next in line?
Because it goes the son of the Queen, the oldest son of the Queen,
isn't
and
that-
then his kids. Okay.
So, okay.
That's the
Queen
line.
Elizabeth is married to...
Prince Philip.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, not the king, because you can't marry into the position of being king.
Okay, got it. So how did Elizabeth become queen?
Elizabeth became queen because George, her father, George the Sixth, I think it's George the Sixth, Colin Firth.
Yeah, got it.
Colin Firth, who plays George, George the Sixth. He had two daughters. That's it.
Okay.
So there was no son to be next in line. Okay. So Queen was Elizabeth was the oldest, so she became the queen. Charles is the next oldest. So after Charles, it's his sons, his children.
Okay.
William first, and then William's son, George. And if George has any kids, you know, let's not worry about that yet.
Much too young.
Yeah. Then after that, it's Charles's next son, Harry. And after that, it goes to the Queen's next oldest son. And his kids,
mm-hmm.
and then Edward, who's the youngest of the Queen's sons,
okay.
and Edward's kids, and then it goes to some crazy, weird direction.
Is that the one that married the redhead? What was her name?
No, Andrew's the one who married the redhead, Sarah Ferguson. Who wasn't, you know, it's difficult to say. She didn't really behave like the Queen expected her to behave. I don't think she was that popular.
Do you believe that Harry is Charles's biological child?
Oh, I love this rumor. I do. There's people who say, I've talked about this on the podcast before, some people say that he's not Charles's son. He's actually the son of, what's his name? James Herriot? No. I can't remember the guy's name now. It's been a long time since I've dealt with this subject. But she's actually...
Painful memories.
She's actually the son... some people say that he's actually the son of Diana and a man that Diana had an affair with. And people say that if you look at when Harry must have been conceived, it's at a time when she was having an affair with this guy. And Harry looks a bit like this guy because he's got ginger hair and other things. I don't know. They'll never try and prove it with a blood test. They just won't do that.
Yeah.
It could be true. I'm not going to say either way, but okay. I quite like the possibility that it is true. And if it is true, I still don't care. I still think that Harry could be the king. It doesn't bother me at all that he's not even got the blue blood. I don't care about that. We could talk about this royal system more, but there isn't time right now. Next question. You can see my questions. Stop looking.
You didn't write the answers.
I didn't write the answers, but you could prepare mentally by looking at the questions first. Good. You got the line of succession to the throne correct. Well done. One point.
You.
Next question. What's the difference between London, England, Britain, and the UK? You have seen my stand-up set, so you should know.
London is in England.
Yes.
It is the capital.
Of?
The United Kingdom. Of England, specifically.
Yeah, okay.
England is the island. No.
Really? You're trying to say that...
Do you want to re-answer your American stereotype question?
That Americans don't know enough about the rest of the world?
Okay, sorry.
Now, this is a difficult question for anyone to answer, to be honest with you. Even some English people can't do this.
Okay. London is the capital of England.
Yes.
England is its own country.
Yes.
The United Kingdom encompasses other countries, like Northern Ireland.
Yes, that's right. How many countries are there in the UK?
There's Wales.
Yes.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
England.
Yeah.
Stonehenge.
No, there's another one. It begins with S. It's quite big.
Scotland.
Yes. Okay, good. So those four countries make up the United Kingdom. Britain. What's that? You don't know. It's the island. It's the geographical landmass.
The archipelago.
It's not the archipelago because that means a series of islands.
Okay.
But just the largest landmass in the British Isles.
Okay.
That's known as Britain. Some people call it Great Britain.
Why is it so great?
I think, to be honest, they called it Great Britain.
Why is it not lukewarm Britain?
Well, it's actually because in France, in northwest France, there's an area, as you know, called Breton.
Mm-hmm.
Or in England, we call it Brittany.
Okay.
Okay. And so Breton is basically Britain in French. They call it Britain.
Okay.
But it's Little Britain. There's Little Britain and there's Big Britain.
Okay.
So Grand Breton is Great Britain.
Ah, okay.
And the other Breton is Brittany. So right. I think it's a French thing. I think the French started by calling the island, our island of Britain, Grand Breton, to differentiate between it from Brittany.
But we're bigger.
Yeah. But Britain is, you know, Great Britain is bigger than Brittany. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Obviously, a lot of French people lived in England, a royal family, court system, judicial system, and so on. So it's quite reasonable that this expression, Great Britain, came from the French perspective. Yes, it's quite possible.
Okay.
But also because we're brilliant and we're just great.
We're so great.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, not sure you passed that one, but you learnt. You learnt something.
I did learn.
Number three, name our prime minister.
Tony Blair.
No.
You said former, right?
I didn't. I elided the word former. Didn't include it.
Your prime minister yes. is, of course, Margaret Thatcher.
No, I'm afraid that's not the right answer.
It's Hugh Grant in Love Actually.
It's not Hugh Grant. It's not Hugh Grant either. No, the current prime minister is called David Cameron.
Oh, I knew that.
You knew that.
He did Titanic, right?
No, that's James Cameron. People often mix those two things up. James Cameron is a Hollywood director. He directed Titanic and Avatar.
And Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 and Terminator 1. And Terminator 3? He may have done Terminator 3, I'm not
sure. After that, he just terminated the trilogy.
Personally, I would quite like to have James Cameron as the Prime Minister of Britain.
Just a little swap.
More robots. Imagine his speech in House of Commons. I have in my hand a manifesto that promises more robots and more explosions in Britain, and the whole country would go... more special effects... that kind of thing. And then the leader of the opposition would say, but I put it to you, Mr. Cameron, that you may have big explosions and good special effects, but what this country really needs is proper dialogue and well-drawn-out characters and plot lines. What are you going to do about that? And James Cameron's going to go,
I can't help you there.
Nothing I can do about that. Yes. Okay. So our Prime Minister is David Cameron.
David Cameron.
Before that?
Tony Blair.
No, there was a guy in between. Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown.
Sexy Gordon, as no one called him. Scottish guy. He was all right. He was a bit unlucky.
Okay.
He wasn't very popular. And then Tony Blair. And before him, we had a guy called John Major.
John Major.
John Major. Very boring. My name is John Major, and this is how I speak. Very boring person. He was basically grey. Grey hair, grey face, grey personality.
Was he Mouse from your band?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Not as far as I know. And then Margaret Thatcher before him. You met Tony Blair, didn't you?
I did meet Tony Blair.
So?
With Bill Clinton.
Really? You met them both?
Threesome, yeah. they came to our local high school to give some speech. And they like wanted kids in the audience, you know, for B-roll. So, yeah.
So you were in the audience and you put your hand up and asked the question or something?
No.
Did you met Blair afterwards?
No, I just saw him at close proximity.
You didn't really meet him. I don't know if that's...
Well, he never called me back. I slipped him my card.
Yeah.
As a child.
Okay.
The child business card.
Yes. Okay. Next question. What is UKIP? What's UKIP? UKIP. What's UKIP?
United Kingdom Internet Porn.
It may be that as well. I don't know if there is a special organization devoted to that.
UKIP. Is it the... does I stand for international?
No. It depends. Think about it. Okay, they want to be out of Europe.
Okay.
The United Kingdom...
Independence Party.
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 Party or party, as we would say, or party.
Party.
Yeah. United Kingdom Independence Party... Okay, they're in the news at the moment because they are Eurosceptics.
They're trying to secede.
They're trying to get everyone...
Most likely to secede.
They're trying to pull our country out of Europe, whether it's good for the nation or not. They just have decided, we don't like Europe anymore.
Is that because the pound is doing so well?
There's lots of reasons, but some people say that the UKIP are basically just a bunch of racists. You know, they're just sort of right-wing... people who just don't like foreigners, and so their solution to this problem of the fact that they don't like foreigners is to get out of Europe and to get all the foreigners out of the country. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, lots of people vote for them. Not the majority, thank goodness, but there is a certain percentage of the population who, you know, are quite motivated to vote for this group of sort of idiots, in my opinion.
I forgot a question on my thing.
You forgot just a question.
Can I do like one quick question?
Bring a question back in, yeah.
What is the second most spoken language in the United States?
Spanish.
Good.
Yes!
Sí, señor.
That's because of the large community of Hispanic people who live in the United States of America.
Myself included.
Okay. I'm not sure what the second most common language in the UK is. I can't tell you that. So I'm not going to.
Okay.
Right, so that's UKIP. Question five. Name the three sauces that you can expect to find in a typical greasy spoon cafe. Just a bit of context. Greasy spoon cafe, typical cafe where you go and get an English breakfast or a fry-up or a bacon sandwich or something. Typically on the tables, they will have three sauces and three colours of condiment.
Okay.
Name those three sauces.
I can't tell if you're saying sauces or sources.
Sauces.
Like, these are reliable sauces.
It's the same pronunciation in England.
Okay.
I don't know in America, but the stuff that you put on your food to help it taste better is sauces. Yeah.
Okay.
We also say reliable sources indicate that...
your meal will be enjoyable.
Yes,
we have some reliable sources.
Yeah.
All right. They are ketchup.
Yes.
Mayonnaise.
Uh-uh.
They love mayonnaise here in France. Have you noticed that?
They do love mayonnaise. We like a bit of mayonnaise back home too.
Yeah, but they're very gratuitous with their mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ketchup, mustard.
Yes.
And curry.
It's good guess.
You eat a lot of curry there.
Good guess, but it's not right.
Okay.
The third one is brown sauce.
What's brown sauce?
It's just brown sauce.
What does it taste like?
It's
like gravy?
It's a bit spicy. It's like ketchup with a little bit of bit more spice in it.
They couldn't have gotten a better PR team for brown sauce.
Nope. There is a company that produces it called HP, sometimes known as HP sauce.
Harry Potter.
Could be.
Okay.
Harry Potter sauce. I don't know what. Let's make a joke on that.
Wingardium Leviosa sauce.
Yeah. I can't make a joke about it. I just failed. I think I should lose a point for not being able to make a Harry Potter sauce joke. You did it. What did you do?
Wingardium Leviosa sauce.
Wingardium Leviosa sauce. Very good, Molly.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Three sauces at a greasy spoon cafe. Next, number six. How do you make a cup of tea?
First.
Yes.
You go to a fair trade tea.
No, you don't need to do that. Fair trade is good, but
what are the materials I'm starting with?
You've got... I want you to tell me.
Okay, I've got a tea bag.
Yes, good.
Okay.
What kind of tea...
It's a tent-shaped tea bag.
Fine. And what kind of tea is inside that tea bag?
Oh, if I'm in England, it's probably like Earl Grey or like an English breakfast tea.
Yeah.
Or green tea.
Green tea.
There's jasmine tea.
To be honest, Molly... the first thing is that if you're in England, it's just tea.
Okay, tea.
It's just tea. So if someone says, do you want a cup of tea? That means English breakfast tea.
Okay.
We don't really... If you go to a fancy tea shop, then you'll get different types of tea. But in the supermarket, you just buy tea.
But then you have to be dressed to the teas.
You'd have to be...
Okay. So you have your tea bag, and then you put the kettle on.
Yeah.
So you fill up your kettle with water and put it on.
Right.
And then when it starts to whistle, you put your tea in...
Right.
No, what? No, whoa, no, whoa, no, whoa, no, whoa. No. Whoa. You have your hot water, and then you have your teacup, and you put the water in, and then you let the tea infuse.
Okay. Very good. In a teacup?
Yes.
Tell me what that teacup looks like.
It's got a very thin lip around it, and it's breakable.
Is it just
porcelain?
Just the cup? Porcelain?
And there's a saucer.
Really?
And there's like milk and lemon. And a biscuit.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Just one biscuit?
A scone, crumpet.
Maybe. Okay. Good. We haven't finished.
Okay.
I just want to talk to you about what the tea is being served in. Okay. It's probably not in a cup and saucer. It's not a special occasion.
Okay.
It's just a Wednesday morning.
All right. All right? It's in a mug.
Definitely in a mug.
Okay. In an ugly mug.
Yeah. Just some mug.
Just a mug.
Starbucks mug. A mug with I love, you know, tea on it.
A muggle.
A muggle, if you're in Harry Potter's universe.
Yes.
It's quite a good idea, that.
Yeah.
Is that
some muggle world.
Harry Potter merchandise mug with the word muggle written on it. That's quite good.
And if you have a pug, you could have a puggle.
Yeah. A pug is a kind of dog. Just in case my listeners aren't following that. Okay. So good. You. What goes in first? What goes into that mug first? The water, the milk,
the tea bag?
The water goes first. No. The tea bag goes in first.
And then you pour the water all over it.
Yeah.
And then you let it infuse for a while, and then you put your sugar and milk in after.
Good. All right. And biscuits?
Dip them in.
Dip them in. Good. What do you need to be careful of?
The police? I don't know.
No, the police don't tend to arrest people for making tea wrong. They should.
It's like something that British police would do.
No, they're not doing that.
The Q police do.
They're not doing that at the moment, but maybe they should do.
You need to watch out for tea thieves.
Tea thieves. Tea leaves. A tea leaf is Cockney rhyming slang for a thief.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, watch it, you tea leaf.
Yeah?
Yeah, a tea leaf is a thief.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So watch out for tea leaves around your tea leaves.
I think it's a pass, Molly. I think it's a pass. So, yes, it's mug, not a teacup and saucer. It's not a special occasion. Mug, boiling point. You've got the water must boil. It's got to be freshly boiled. Put the tea bag in the mug. Pour the water directly onto the mug. Leave it for a while. Let it infuse. Let it go nice and dark. Fish the tea bag out. Stick it in the bin or stick it in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you can't be bothered to put it in the bin, just stick it in on a plate or in the sink or something. Add some milk until it's the right color. Nice sort of tan-looking kind of strong cup of tea.
Okay.
Add sugar to taste and serve with a number of biscuits, not just one.
Okay.
You can't have
just
one. And
what's proper tea time?
That would be, well, I mean, there's this myth that in England we have afternoon tea and high tea and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not really that true. We tend to just drink tea at any time of the day, morning, afternoon, evening. But
how much caffeine does tea have?
Well, apparently it has something else. It's called theanine,
mm-hmm.
which I think it sounds like it's made up.
Yeah.
Sounds like a marketing thing. Theanine? Really? Apparently it doesn't really contain caffeine, but another kind of stimulant called theanine.
Theanine.
And
all right.
I don't know.
Do you feel more alert and awake after you've had tea? Or is it more of like an enjoyable thing?
I find that tea makes me feel relaxed. If I'm sort of a bit stressed out or mm-hmm. a bit like, oh God, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Then I have a cup of tea and I'm like, ah, everything's all right now. But I think it does stimulate
as
well.
Do you think that's just the ritual of making tea?
Could be the ritual of it. Could be the fact that it's warm, a warm liquid, which mm-hmm. generally will relax you. But I find it has more of a calming and yet stimulating thing. Whereas coffee, you drink coffee and you're like, oh God, I've got any more coffee. You know?
It's like, that might be my favorite accent you've done so far. The too much coffee.
Oh God, I love this coffee. You know, that's what it's like. And coffee, after you've drunk too much of it, starts to burn a hole in your stomach, and you're like, oh man,
room for more coffee.
Oh, too much coffee. That kind of thing. Whereas tea is like, would you like another cup of tea? It's more smooth.
No, I've had quite enough.
It's more smooth and. Hello, my name is Joanna Lumley, and I'm the soul of tea.
When I was teaching at elementary school, like one of my classes was canceled, so I just had like 2 hours to kill in the teacher's lounge. So I just like chain drank coffee.
Yeah.
When I had to go to my next class, I felt like I was on drugs.
Yeah.
I was like, hey guys, hey, what we're gonna do today? I'm sorry, I haven't really prepared anything, but that's okay. I think I'm just gonna talk, and I'm just talking English really fast, and then we can do something later, and then let's play a game, and then you guys are gonna go outside, and what are you gonna do? How good is your English? It was terrible. And the teacher's like, are you good?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sorry.
And if you'd had like however much tea, you would have been the same. Well, no, you would have been a normal, but you would have been going to the toilet a bit more.
Yeah.
Although coffee makes you go to the loo too.
It does.
Okay. So, where were we? Making a cup of tea. Yeah, you passed. Well done.
Thanks.
Number 7. Can you identify some different accents in English?
Let's try.
I'm going to do them for you now. All right.
I'm sort of at an advantage because I live with a British person.
You do? Okay. All right. Here's the first one.
Okay.
All right there, my love. Would you like some more cider? That nice cup of tea?
That is from... Newcastle?
utterly wrong. Sorry. All right there, my love. I'm just going to go down the road. I'm going to go to the supermarket. And when I've gone in there, I'm going to buy some tea. And I might buy some vegetables or fruit as well if I feel like it. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to make some dinner. Lovely. Job's a good one. All right. Southwest. Sort of Devon, Cornwall-ish. I mean, it's not specific enough, but it's generally southwest.
Okay.
Yeah. All right there, my love. Nice pint of cider.
Okay.
Cider. Okay. I'll get you to do this in a minute.
Okay.
Right. So that's the first one. Next one is good afternoon, Molly. It's a great pleasure to have you here in the apartment.
London.
Not exactly. Well, it could be. I probably do live in London, but that's not...
Very posh accent.
Posh. Good. I might be from London. I may be from another part of the country, but it's rather old-fashioned version of posh. Hello. Would you like a...
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning's Irish. Top of the morning to you.
Okay.
It's an Irish thing. Sorry, Molly.
Sorry. Sorry.
We're all learning. Some people may be forgetting things they used to know. But we're certainly learning. Right. Next one is... All right, love. Yeah, fancy a nice cup of tea. Yeah, sit yourself down there. I'll get some biscuits for you, darling. There you are. How do you like your tea? Sugar? Milk?
London,
yes.
Okay.
What kind of London is that? All right,
North
darling.
London.
No, it's East London.
East London.
But to be honest with you, people speak like this all over the city.
It's very choppy.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. All right, darling. There you go. London, sort of Cockney, basically.
Okay.
All right, there. How's it going? You all right? Do you want a cup of tea?
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham. All right there, love. How's it going? I'm from Birmingham. How's it going? Yeah, you know that band, Black Sabbath, right? Yeah, I used to know him. I used to know that Ozzy Osbourne. He's all right.
Is he from Birmingham?
Yeah, he's from Birmingham. Sharon! Oh, darling, Ozzy Osbourne sort of speaks like this, doesn't he? Oh, yeah, my name's Ozzy, and we're back on tour again, aren't we? I've split up with Sharon. Good riddance, because now that kind of thing.
Sharon!
Right. Birmingham, good. All right, how's it going, yeah? All right, how's it going, Molly? All right, do you want a cup of tea or something like that? Oh, yeah, sit down. Sit yourself down, love. Sit down. All right. Look, put some music on if you want. Stick on the radio. Maybe they'll... Like,
I know this one.
Might be playing some fucking Mondays or something like that. Stone Roses and all that.
That is Essex.
That's Manchester.
Manchester.
It's a very stereotypical Manchester,
okay,
to be honest. It's the sort of like Manchester, like one of the... guys from Oasis.
Okay.
Oasis and all that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, is it? Oh yeah. Fuck off, mate. Fuck
like you.
You
got a stress ball in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. You can't move your mouth like that. You can't move your mouth at all when you speak like that. Like that. You gotta go like that at the end of every sentence like that. Alright, love, how's it going? How does Bob Marley like his donuts? How does Bob Marley like his donuts?
How?
With jamming. Thank you. All right, with jamming. With jamming.
Jamming.
With jamming. Okay, next one is, why I, do you want a cup of tea?
Liverpool.
Or a bacon? Do you want a bacon butty and a cup of tea, love? No, Newcastle. Why I, man? Spooky. You know, that sort of thing. It's difficult to explain that one. But if you say,
where was the old castle?
Sorry?
Where's the old castle?
I don't know where the old castle is, but there must have been one, and then they built a new one in the northeast of England, and they called it Newcastle. And then everybody sort of standing around, sort of speaking like this. Love that castle. It's great, isn't it? Anyway, Newcastle. I don't know if this is making any sense to you.
I'm still here.
There's no way of understanding, of putting some logic to this. I mean, I'd have to do a master's degree into understanding the different accents of the UK. A PhD at least. It's that complex. Next one. All right, there, nigh. Sit down, nigh, would ye? Hi, nigh, Brian Kai. Hi, nigh. Hi, are. Do you want a cup of tea? How many sugars do you take?
Are you speaking English?
Yes, that is English, but it's just a version. Okay, let me try again.
Is that Belfast?
Yeah, that's Belfast. I'm from Belfast, so I am. Do you want some more tea? I am away to my pet, so I am.
Okay.
I'm away to my pet. You know what that is?
I'm aware of my pet.
I'm away to my pit, which means I'm going to bed. Hey, I'm aware of my pet, so I am.
Okay.
I'm going to bed. There you go. All right. Next one is going to be this. Oh dear, I'm not very good at this one. I'm going to give it a go anyway. Okay, I'm going to do. Okay, my next one is this. And
Scottish.
Yes, but a particular kind of Scottish.
Sean Connery Scottish.
Sean Connery.
Junior!
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 That's from Indiana Jones, yes. Right? Okay, there you go.
Junior,
right.
We've been shot!
Can you do any of these? Right, let's start with the posh one. Okay. Hello! Hello!
I was the best Spice Girl.
Just do that. Just say, hello!
Oh, hello!
Not oh, hello. No, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Eh, hello. Like that.
Eh, hello.
Very good. It's a bit better. All right, Cockney. So, all right, geezer, apples and pears, apples and pears.
Chimney sweep.
Yeah?
I did right by him, did I?
I did right by him, did I, Gavner?
Gavner.
Yeah.
Oi, poppet.
That's pretty good. Not bad. Birmingham, let's go for that.
Birmingham. You talk real slow with your eyebrows up, Birmingham.
It's pretty good.
Thanks.
It's pretty good for someone who's not lived there or anything. You haven't lived there, have
I
you?
I live with a Birminghamite.
Oh, did you? A Brummy.
A Birmingham.
A Brummy, that's the word.
Brummy.
Yeah. Okay. All right there. I'm from Birmingham, aren't I?
Oof, oof. Birmingham.
All right, next one is Manchester. So
cider?
No, that's southwest.
Oh.
Let's go to Manchester first, and that's a typical thing that they might say. Oh, yeah, all right, I'm mad for it, aren't I? I'm mad for it.
Aye.
I'm mad for it.
I just thought they'd gonna hurt me in your mouth.
I'm mad for it.
I'm mad for it.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, yeah, I'm mad for it.
I'm mad for it.
You got to, like, leave your mouth open at the end like you're a bit arrogant.
I'm mad for it.
I'm fucking mad for it, me.
Pasta brown sauce.
You got to say me at the end. If you've started with I, you can put me at the end. It's not necessary, but people do it. Oh yeah, I'm well up for it, me.
In Canada, they say tu veux tu, which means you want you, like you want you something to drink. You guys sound so dumb.
Well, in England, sometimes you can put me at the end of a word, a sentence you've begun with I. So like a, you know, oh yeah, I'm fed up with this, me, or I'm right hungry, me.
All right. You know what? You're teaching me how to speak English, Luke.
Yep, I am.
I thought this I knew. I didn't.
Real British English. Okay, Newcastle. Let's have this one for Newcastle. I'll have a pint of Stella and a ham and cheese toasty.
I'll have a pint of Stella and a ham and cheese toasty.
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 I'll have a pint of Stella.
Paint.
Paint. Paint. It sounds like paint that you paint the wall.
Right.
I'll have a pint of Stella.
I'll have a pint of Stella.
And a ham and cheese toasty.
And a ham and cheese toasty.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, let's go to Northern Ireland. Set thine nigh. Set yourself thine nigh, would ye? Set thine nigh, would ye? Come on and set thine.
I just want to say Junior again in a Scottish.
That's Scotland. We'll come to that.
Junior!
Set thine nigh.
Set
come
thine
on,
nigh.
Set yourself thine there nigh.
Aye.
Set.
Set.
Not sit, but set. S-E-T.
Set.
Dine.
Oh, it's a potato famine.
That. Ooh, careful. That's the Republic of Ireland.
Okay.
We don't really talk about that anymore on Luke's English. We don't talk about the potato famine on Luke's English podcast because it's too traumatic for everyone concerned. Yeah, it was, the English were very bad to the Irish. Yeah. And lots of Irish people died and it's horrible. And
all right, well, this took a turn.
Yes, it went.
Sorry, I didn't know a trigger word was potato famine.
Delve into British history and you will find certain nasty things that occurred, just like in any other nation's history. It's fine. Don't feel bad about it. I don't, personally, or I do a little bit, but never mind. Anyway, right, southwest. All right,
my cider.
All right, my love.
My love.
All right there. Cider. Do you want a nice pint of cider? Yeah, you do.
I saw you there.
Cider. Cider. All right there. All right then. All right, so that's the end of that then.
Okay.
I think, I don't know what grade you got. I'm going to give you 50% on that.
That sucks. It's not even passing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a tough exam.
Rats.
And finally, Question eight, I'd like you to name 10 football teams and where they're from. Go.
Okay, I for sure have at least three.
Okay, let's go.
Liverpool.
Bingo. Where are they from?
Liverpool.
Good.
Manchester.
Yes. Whoa. No, you can't just say Manchester.
Manchester United.
Yes. From?
Manchester.
Yeah.
Manchester Divided? Is that one?
No, it's not.
Okay. Newcastle?
What? Newcastle what?
The lightning bolts? I don't know.
Newcastle United.
Newcastle United. Arsenal?
Yes. Where are they from?
They're from London.
London.
Yes, good.
London. There is... I know more of these.
So we've had, so far we've had Liverpool, we've had Manchester United, we've had Newcastle United, we've had Arsenal. That makes four. Six more teams to go.
There is, what's the team from Wales?
The team from Wales? There's more than one. But capital of Wales, it's like something you drive around in.
The Wales Winnebago.
Well, what's the thing that you drive around in?
A stranger's car?
Could be. If you don't have a car.
A trunk.
Car. First part of the word is car.
Car.
And.
Cartridge.
Cardiff. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
There's definitely one that starts with an A. Aberdeen.
Scott, they're from Scotland.
That's UK, right?
I'm looking for English teams, to be honest. Premiership, okay. You know. All right, let me give you some help. There's another one in Manchester. You've got Manchester United, not Manchester Divided, although that's good, quite a good idea. Manchester, another one. What is Manchester? It's a...
city.
Good. So the team is?
The cities.
Manchester City.
Manchester City.
Yeah. Manchester United, Manchester City. It's ironic, really, because Manchester isn't United. It's divided between people who like one team and people who like the other team. Ha ha ha. Very funny. Okay, there's Newcastle United. Bingo, you got that.
Okay.
All right. London teams. Yes, you got Arsenal. Well done.
There is also...
Bill Clinton's daughter.
Chelsea.
Bingo.
Kensington.
No.
Chelsea.
Just Chelsea's a team. There's no Kensington team. That's basically Chelsea. Same team.
There's a...
This is really fascinating listening. I'm sure all my listeners are going,
wait, I want to play this with you. I'm going to give you either a team or a city, and you have to tell me the other one. Okay?
Okay.
So, Los Angeles. Name any team from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Galaxy. Soccer team.
Good.
Football. Soccer. Honestly.
The Cardinals.
Cardinals. Sounds like it could be sort of a Catholic thing. Where's the Catholic stronghold in the US? It's in Mexico, isn't it? They're the Mexican national team.
Because Mexico's in the US.
I know, that was just it was poetic
license.
Okay,
I'm forgiven for that thinking England was an island thing.
I did that on purpose for poetic license in my defense.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Didn't work. Okay.
Okay. Washington.
Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
They're not called the Redskins anymore.
No, they are.
They are. Washington Redskins are
highly racist.
That's the American football team. Gridiron football.
Yes.
Okay, good. Next.
New York.
You know, Yankees are the baseball team. New York Knicks, the basketball team.
They're
New
two
York
basketball teams.
New York Jets. Is there a Jets somewhere?
Yeah.
There are two basketball teams. New York Knicks and the New York, I don't know.
Nets.
Seriously?
Brooklyn Nets, yeah.
They're not very famous.
No, Jay-Z owns them.
Really?
The Barclays Center, yeah.
Jay-Z owns a baseball team, basketball team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one.
The Clippers.
Clippers sounds like tea. Clippers, tea, they're types of ship that transport tea. Boston Clippers.
No, it's the Boston Celtics.
Damn it, Celtics, it's the Irish connection.
Okay, the Nuggets.
Nuggets?
This is the basketball team.
Nuggets. Well, in the American gold rush, I guess a lot of people were digging in the ground trying to find nuggets of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like some Midwestern or some sort of Middle American team. The Nuggets. The Kentucky Nuggets? No? Where's the gold?
KFC.
Where's all the... that's chicken nuggets. Yeah, KFC, Kentucky Fried
Another
Chicken
type of
nuggets.
Golden nugget.
Where are the... where was all the gold in the US?
California. That's... Well, the 69ers...
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
69ers.
That's not right.
Something else, Molly.
The 49ers.
49ers. There should be a 69ers as well. I don't know what sport they would play. Anyway. The San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, the 49ers. That's because it's in 1849. That's when the gold rush was.
Okay. So I'm looking for a place in America. I don't know.
Denver Nuggets.
Denver, Colorado. That's where all the gold was.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Now that's where all the green is.
All the green is?
Yes.
What kind of green?
Because they legalized weed there recently.
They did, yeah. They've legalized marijuana in Colorado and in, to a certain extent in California. And some other places.
They just decriminalized it in Washington.
They decriminalized it in Washington.
That's why I'm going back.
So what about in Colorado, Denver, Colorado? What's the story there then with the marijuana?
I don't really know. I'm sure there's... I actually worked for a congressman from Colorado.
Did you?
Who was like spearheaded this whole thing.
Was he quite high?
I just licked envelopes all day, so I think I was quite high.
You licked envelopes. Okay, so you got high off the gum.
Yeah, here's something about America that I'm going to like... you know, pull the curtain back.
Yeah.
Working on Capitol Hill was like the dumbest job of my life.
Right.
I mean, it was great. And I got to work under a moose head all day. That was cool. But I would answer constituent letters and we would get a letter. We wouldn't even read them. I would because I felt bad, but it's not like I was going to do anything. And then you would like check off what they wrote about and then you sent them back like a generic letter. So I just licked like 800 envelopes a day and watched Norbit, that Eddie Murphy movie.
Really? So this is the basic groundwork that runs the American government.
Free world.
It's postgraduate students licking envelopes mm-hmm. and watching Norbit on cable TV.
Yep. On loop.
On a loop.
Okay. Under a moose head.
I see. And that, folks, I think is what we can learn from America.
That's what America's all about.
Yeah. I think it's pretty much time for us to draw this episode to a close. I would just like to, first of all, present you with a certificate. It's not a real one. It's just an imaginary certificate, which I give to all the people who've attended episodes of Luke's English Podcast. So there you go. There's your certificate.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel accomplished.
Good. You should do.
I feel kind of dumb that now my thinking that England was an island is indelible on the internet.
Don't worry. You're not the only one, Molly. I would just like to say in Molly's defense that that's a perfectly normal thing for someone to say.
I'm only saying that because there's an underground tunnel.
There is a tunnel.
Underwater tunnel.
It connects France and England together. That's right. I didn't bring you in as like an expert on British geography, so don't worry.
Thank God.
That's not why I brought you onto the podcast. I brought you on so you could...
talk about beekeeping.
Talk about beekeeping, exactly. Do you have anything to say to the people of the world who are all listening to this?
No. I keep listening to Luke's podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think it's a good idea?
He's a smart Brit.
The
cunning wit.
I did my best. I didn't manage to think of a Harry Potter and sauce joke, though. You did. Yours was good.
A sorcerer.
A sorcerer. Yeah. Okay. You just keep them coming, Molly. You keep them, keep pushing forward with the Harry Potter sauce material. Owls? Something to do with owls? I don't know. Okay. This is where the podcast is.
Hog Worcester sauce?
Okay. Thank you, Molly, for coming on Luke's English Podcast. It's been great to have you here. And speak to you soon.
Yeah.
You're leaving tomorrow.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
How does it feel? Emotional?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it. But these are things that you think about once you're already gone. And then you're just like, man, I probably should have closed my bank account. So I'm going to have one of those moments tomorrow.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Thanks, Luke.
Say a warm goodbye to all the people listening to this. They'll appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to Luke's English Podcast and to its loyal listeners that they may learn English in the best way possible from Luke Thompson.
That's a. I can do that sound effect better than that.
Yeah. No, you're really good at that. I can do it quicker.
What was that? That was the sound
that's audience at my stand-up shows.
Okay. So Harry Potter's British, so when he goes to a cafe, do you think he orders a certain kind of sauce? And the audience goes, what? And you go, yeah, he does. He orders, I can't remember the name of the sauce now.
Hog Worcester sauce?
Hog Worcester sauce. And the audience make this noise. No, but seriously, last time I was in a cafe with Harry Potter, we ordered, we had no sauce, so he had to make a magic spell, and what did he say? He said...
Wingardium Leviosa.
And the audience goes... but I love Harry Potter. Anyway, That's like the that was a little sketch there about a stand-up comedy gig that went wrong because none of the audience enjoyed the Harry Potter.
They did not fall into the Venn diagram of Harry Potter and sauces.
They didn't. We're doing a gig tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at the French Fried Comedy Night, which none of you will be able to attend, I realise. But, you know, we're going to try the Harry Potter material, yeah, I think.
I think it's going to kill tonight.
Okay. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Thank you very much, Molly, for being on the podcast. Good luck with the future.
Thank you.
Everything that you choose to do, I'm sure you'll do it well.
Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.